VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A new weapons test by North Korea. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
According to state media, North Korea has test-fired what's described as a new type tactical guided weapon. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the firing of the unspecified weapon. North Korea's weapons testing had largely halted since a series of tests in 2017. But in late February, a nuclear disarmament summit in Hanoi between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump collapsed without a new agreement. The Associated Press could not immediately and independently verify North Korea's claim of the weapons test. I'm Mike Rossia.
Kim is expected to meet next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin. With U.S. negotiations stalled, Kim is likely to push Putin to provide economic aid and relief from sanctions. The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. A UN spokesman told reporters in New York on Wednesday that Tripoli witnessed the heaviest fighting since the outbreak of clashes, with indiscriminate rocket fire on a high-density neighborhood in the Libyan capital. The spokesman said at least five civilians were reportedly killed and several others were injured. Officials in Peru say the former Peruvian president, Alan Garcia, has died after he shot himself as police arrived to arrest him over bribery allegations. Police found Garcia in his home. He was rushed to the hospital, where doctors performed emergency surgery in an unsuccessful attempt to save his life. They'd arrived at his home to arrest him on bribery charges. He repeatedly denied wrongdoing. The 69-year-old Garcia had served two five-year terms as Peru's president. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, people have welcomed the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's power struggle. The UN says a quarter of Venezuela's 30 million people urgently need food and medical help. The Trump administration is making a major policy change on Cuba and angering European allies in the process. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right, in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans, who were now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Almost $1 billion in donations have been promised for the vast restoration of the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Macron said the renovations to restore iconic 19th century spire, vaulting, and two-thirds of the cathedral's roof would be completed in time for the Paris 2024 Olympics. However, experts say that the ambitious timeline appears insufficient for such a massive operation. The comments came as Notre Dame's rector said he would close the once functioning cathedral for up to 5 to 6 years. He said that a segment of the near 900-year-old cathedral may be gravely weakened. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Reports citing relatives of the former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir say the ousted leader has now been moved from house arrest to prison. But protesters who are demanding civilian leadership instead of the transitional military council are skeptical. Correspondent Naba Mohideen reports from Khartoum.
Reports on Wednesday said the ousted former president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has been moved from house arrest to federal prison. Unnamed members of Bashir's family told Reuters news agency, the BBC, and others he was moved to Kabir prison in Khartoum late Tuesday, while prison guards told CNN they saw Bashir's arrival at the facility. Kabir prison is where Bashir locked up many of his opponents during his 3 decades in power.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.